10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. And Michael chimes in via the Wilde and Tausch Twitter feed. Enforcement has to be part of this conversation. So, I think that's fair. A, do you get booted if you bring it in?
Yeah.
Like, is it as simple as that? Is that what does the Masters do? Do you, like, you brought your phone in, you're out, you're not getting back in.
Zip.
We're not even giving you the option to put it back in your car and then come back to the tournament.
No.
Zip.
Do they do that sound effect when they boot people too? You have to make it punitive enough to be discouraging. So that would be it would be like leaving the stadium after you've come through, right? Because there's no return. You can't come back in. Like, just regardless of cell phones or whatever. So you have to make it so it deters people. I still feel like one of the problems is if this is the one game you're going to, and this happens to be the one game that you put your idea into play with, that kind of sucks. Like, if
what
you were a
fan...
I'm Johnny Packers fan. You know me. Yeah. Taking my family to their first game. And I want to be able to capture all the great moments. And the reaction that my kids have to Jordan Love throwing a 90-yard touchdown pass and everything else. I want that stuff. Now, if you've been to lots of Packers games, this is not a big ask, right? Because it's just one game in a long line of games you've attended. But if it's your bucket list game and the only time you're going, you don't want to go to this game. That would be my argument.
Yeah, don't go. Yeah, don't go to it then. But in the same respect, there are pictures can still be taken. And our boy, the Coos, the mayor, pretty good little idea. Quick Trip or Verizon or somebody can be the disposable camera sponsor for the day. And all of a sudden now you're making better memories with this. I mean, get the old school Polaroid zip zap deal where you zip it and then you zap it out there and you shake the picture. You got to shake it like a Polaroid
picture.
So, I get it,
thanks,
man. Like, we're all hooked. It's a drug and we're hooked. And I understand all that. It's one game. It's 4 hours of your life. There's going to be ways to get documentation that you were there. There is. And there can be other ways. I think that, you know, the photography game, it can be a photographer in each segment or in each section. Like, there's ways around all of this.
Okay.
And it's not, I understand that there's plenty of people that it's all about Instagram and it's all about just being there and not watch it. Don't go to that game then. Embrace this. I want people that want to embrace this. And I think there's at least 80,000 people that would do that.
844-770-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Let's talk to John from Monroe. John, good morning. Welcome to Wilde and Tausch. Where are you at on Tausch's idea?
Well, I think it's a great idea. The problem is that everything is cashless. You're not going to be able to pay for any concessions.
Credit card in your wallet.
I mean, a lot of people have Venmo and things like that.
Well, a lot of people. Yeah, I get it. No, I get what you're saying, but a lot of people have credit cards. I don't think there's anybody that doesn't have a credit card that's got a Venmo, right?
You're probably right.
Okay.
That's my two cents.
But only on a credit card. You can't pay it in cash. Your two cents.
And you know what? Maybe they crack it back open and have a cash game too. You can bring cash for this game. We're old school in this bad boy. So I'm sure the Packers can pull out some cash, put it in the
till. Write a check at the concession stand to Green Bay Packers Inc. Wait, so John, you go. He said collection plate. John, you, how many Packers games have you gone to, would you estimate?
Oh, quite a few. We have season tickets.
Okay.
I don't know, several hundred.
All right. So, and how many years ago did Lambeau go cashless? I feel like that occurred right around COVID-ish.
I think you're right.
So
and it's actually great.
That's exactly what my question was going to be. Do you prefer that? Is it better? Does it speed up the process? Do you like that aspect of it?
Yeah, because you're not passing money down the row and getting change back down the row, and I do like it.
Okay. So the reason I ask is I'm guessing that was an
adjustment.
Jennifer
Aniston would have never met Vince Vaughn in the breakup if they were cashless.
It's true. Passing the hot dog down and the cash, yes. But that was an adjustment.
That was true.
And this would be an adjustment for one game a year. But it pains me when this happens, but I have to say it. This is a really interesting, good idea. Would you be on board with doing it if you knew you could pay for your concessions?
Oh, sure. I mean, I think it's probably more logical to try it at a preseason game, at least get work the kinks out of it, and then you could try it in the real season, because people would be really ticked off at a real game when you're paying, you know, those kind of prices for the tickets.
Yep. That's fair. All right. I think this call helped. Thanks, John. We appreciate you.
Okay. Thank you. All right, take care. Bye-bye.
How about we do like the, you know, like the commissioner, Roger Goodell, has Mark Murphy send up his trial balloons. How about we do a Tausch cashless trial balloon game at a preseason game? See how it goes over.
Nope. I want a regular season game.
We're
not sending preseason
first?
Games to Ireland and England and Germany. I want a regular season game. I want us to prove that as a society, we're not that far gone. And maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe we can't. But I think we can. I think we should. And I'm guessing people are going to walk out of that stadium and say, gosh darn it, did I have a day. And I can't wait to get back to my phone and see all these blanking messages. But you know what? I enjoyed the 4 hours I was here. I was as present as I've ever been. And you know what the players are going to say? Man, was that crowd into it. They weren't into it.
And we lost 38-10 to the Eagles. Last thing. And then we'll get to some texts on the Carbless Talking text line. And I think Josh DiMaggio asked the same question. Why is the no cell phone policy at Augusta getting so much more attention right now? Because it has been in place for quite a while. What happened? What triggered that to be not only something? Because, look, you know me, huge Augusta fan. Love the Masters. Yeah. Love to talk the Masters. But, like, we've talked about the Masters every year, and I don't remember ever having this conversation until this year, even though this policy was existing years ago. Why?
Yeah, I believe because if you look at when Rory made the putt, you saw a group of thousands of people not up there.
That happens in
every.
Oh,
my God, is Rory going to make this putt?
I think there were more celebrities talking about the no cell phone policy.
No. It's not what it was. But you could think how you want, and that's fine. But it was, oh, my God. And then you heard from people. And then I think the camera work of showing Rory's raw emotion, and I don't know if the crowd was different. You're right. Augusta's done this for a while. But I just look back at 1998 when Jordan pushed off on Byron Russell and drilled that shot and held it like this. And everything, you saw all these reactions. It was like, gosh, that's awesome. And then you see when LeBron broke the scoring record, and everybody is like this. And then Phil Knight from Nike is sitting there like this. And I just think that this really resonated with people. That's what it resonated with me. And I'm old enough to know. I've lived through both generations of this now. And I think people are looking at it and saying, this would be a great little deal for society and for us as people and for us as fans and for us as humans to soak this in rather than to worry about, I got to get this up on the Insta. That's why I think it's resonating.
All right. We'll get some more of your thoughts as we continue. But here's the one warning I have for old T. If you're going to do this, you better get those prize picks in nice and early, my friend, because you won't be able to do it once you're inside the stadium.
That is true. Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. You can do it before you go into the game. Then you have to worry about it. There's 10 million members, billions of dollars in awarded winnings. Simple to play. More or less, I had a great Sunday. Jay Rose, Les, Rory, Bryson, more. W for old T. That's how easy it is. You can pick more or less on a few player stats. And now, oh, baby, you got playoffs coming. You got play-in games tonight. You got the playoffs all throughout April and May. It's going to be a lot of fun. And if you sign up today, you're going to get download that app. Use that code WI. You get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. And I don't know if Dollar Dame's going to be playing, but you got Yanni's. You got all the fellas that are in the playoffs. Everybody's going to be going full tilt. No load management, none of that. Going to have a lot of fun. Again, download the app. Use that code WI, and you get $50 instantly after you play that first $5 line. Prize Picks. Run your game.
We'll get to more of your calls and your texts next. It's Will Dean Tausch. All right, Riley, I'm not blaming you for this, right? This was Vern in Waterloo had a he hung up on you. You didn't dump him like Jesse dumps important calls.
Yes, unfortunately, Vern did hang up on me. I did not dump him, but he did have a fantastic idea.
Hey, Vern!
I like that name.
Vern Lundquist.
Vern,
legendary.
If you're still listening, call back because I wanted to get to your call. We had to get a break in. You know, we got to pay the bills around here. But it was. What he was going to talk about was really good. If he doesn't call back, I will try to summarize it. In the interim, let's get to another call from someone who was at the Masters and experienced the no-phone policy. It is Drew in Dayton, Ohio. Drew, good morning. Welcome to Will Dean Tausch. How are you doing?
Hey, morning, guys.
So, tell us about your first-hand cell phone-less experience at Augusta.
Well, I mean, when you really put it into perspective, just like Tausch, you know, was saying, I mean, it's everybody wants to capture the moment with their cell phones and, you know, and the whole, you know, the family portion of it, the emergency line that you want to have on you at all times. All that plays a factor, but I'm telling you, once you walk into those gates and you don't have your phone, you kind of forget about it. And the good thing about Augusta is you are able to bring a small point and shoot camera with you.
Oh,
I think with Augusta, their main thing is they just don't want people to forget to turn off their ringer. So if you know someone's on number 12 on Amen Corner and someone's cell phone goes off, you know they don't want people turning around, you know, murmuring, taking the deep sighs and stuff like that. And like you said, Jason, that's been in place for many years. And you know, another point I wanted to make was, you know, how you had asked about, you know, why are people talking about it so much, it seems like this year. I know over the last couple of years, from what I've noticed with sports media, they have brought it up like you were saying, but I think now I would say just within the last really post COVID, with as many people that have gotten into the game of golf and that have really been honing in on the Masters, this is something that folks, especially sports media, newer sports media, they're just not used to seeing. And I think that's why they're kind of hammering it the way they are, with it being, you know, so exclusive. And you know, like Tausch was saying, when Roy did make that putt, you know, those background pictures that Ken Griffey took, which is awesome, by the way. I mean, you do not see a cell phone and really even the point-and-shoot cameras. I didn't really see a lot of people holding their personal cameras, you know, snapping pictures. So
according to the Masters website, camera, like point and shoot cameras, are allowed on practice round days, but they are strictly prohibited on tournament days.
During, Tournament days, yes. And what I was going to say, too, Tausch's pager recommendation, you know, that actually works for the Masters. They actually have a couple of rows of pay phones, if you will, but I believe they're free. If you do have to make a call out in case of emergency, they have those on premises, which, you know, is another thing that Augusta has, you know, obviously, you know, taken notes on. But my only thing with Lambeau and the Packers doing a one game, no cell phone, until the Packers do away with mobile tickets and go back to the old school paper tickets, like I've collected all my stubs, you know, from the games that I've been to. Until they do that, I don't know if they would actually even think about implementing, with all the money that they put into the mobile ticket process, I don't know if they would, you know, think about implementing a one game no cell phone policy. That's just my take.
Drew, thanks for your insights, man. We appreciate it, especially since you were there firsthand. Thanks.
Thank you.
So again, there's free pay phones. So theoretically, and again, hopefully no one has any family emergencies while they're at the Masters. My only question would be, that is the old school challenge, right? Is not being reachable if something were to happen.
Well, so I thought about this a little bit, and I don't really even want you bringing a pager in. I think it's probably a little bit ludicrous because I don't know where the pager industry's at. I'm guessing it's not great. But wouldn't it be fun? And I bring things always back to Seinfeld. Do you remember when Kramer was at the Giants game and they had their Bill Jarts announce that Joel Rifkin needed to go and get the ticket to Kramer? I am okay if there is a hotline that is vetted properly and Bill Jarts will say, Jason Wilde, something happened. You need to get to such and such, call so-and-so over the loudspeaker. I think that'd be fun.
Pick up a white courtesy phone. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
And Joel Rifkin was a mass murderer, if I remember that
something
episode
of that
correctly.
Ilk.
The guy had the same name. Okay. 844-770-3776. Let's get to another call. Let's talk to Ed in West Bend. Ed, I'm guessing you're on board with old T.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I think there's obviously way too much cell phone use in the world nowadays, and I think it'd be kind of a fun little thing to do. So I'm also... I'm a wired headphone guy also.
Oh!
So.
All right. Now
yeah,
we're on
to
something.
So I have a EMF tester, EMF RF EF tester, and I've tested some of the, I like wearing the big cushy headphones, like the big earmuffs, because they're more comfortable. And I've tested a few of those, and some of them work too bad. Your cell phone is probably putting off more radiation than some of those wireless headphones. Just a heads up on that.
So I'm not worried about the radiation. I'm worried about connectivity. Like, I just am, okay. I don't trust them to be
so
glitchy.
You don't care that your body is being lit up with radiation. I just got to make sure I can talk and communicate.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
great point,
that's what
Jason.
I'm saying.
You guys
I'm
got
not...
jobs to do, too, though, a lot of times with the stuff. So understandable, too.
Yeah, I just and thanks for the call, Ed. We appreciate it. I'm not saying I don't care about that, but like, haven't we been told for like 20?
Literally, just
it's not. No, it's not the reason I don't use wireless headphones. The reason is for connectivity. It's not because I'm worried about my brain waves. So again, it's not my area of expertise. I think we've been told for 25 or 30 years or whatever it is that cell phones cause brain damage or cancer or whatever else. I don't know anything about that. That doesn't seem to be the case.
Yeah, I remember in the 50s and 60s they said cigarettes were fine too, if we're being honest about that.
That's true.
So, yeah, and true. And DDT also, yep. That was another one. So.
Yeah. Thanks, Ed. We appreciate it. I just want to be able to know that when I'm talking on the phone, especially with the number of segments I do during the week, thank you for my service, American hero, that people can hear me. Because as you well know, when we have guests and they're glitchy dog, that sucks. It's bad for us. It's bad for our listeners. That's all. I'm not.
Yeah, but I still would say, just go to your straight up phone, and the radiation part of it. Again, I don't know. I haven't studied it. I have studied the fact that the batteries get sucked as your phone gets older, and they
completely manipulate you
to make sure you buy a new phone. That is real. That has been proven in many courts of law. I don't know anything about this radiation bit.
Get the Surgeon General on it.
Okay. How about the Sturgeon General?
There we go.
Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. Have you been injured from using your cell phone or from your wireless headphones? I don't know if that's their area. I think they focus on serious injuries and accidents. But they've got you covered legally whenever you need them. Go to the website, gruber-law.com, or just make the call. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. More Will Dave Tausch straight ahead. Stick around. You're going to be playing the role of Vern, who called earlier, and then we lost him, or he had to go, or whatever it was. What was Vern's idea? Because I really liked it.
So Vern had the idea of, since we're kind of throwing it back as fans with no phones, we're going back to cash or checks for the concessions, got the little disposable cameras, he thinks, why not have everyone go old school, including the players and the teams? You wear throwback uniforms. There's no helmet communication anymore. You got to signal everything in from the sidelines. You got wide receivers shuttling in completely old school. You bust out the Vince Lombardi playbook. Why not have everyone go completely old school for doing no phones?
Great idea or terrible idea, old T?
Terrible idea. That's a terrible idea. Like, really terrible.
And why is that?
Now, you could have it as a throwback. I'm all right with the throwback uniforms, and if that's the game you want to pick, I'd be all right, but that is not necessary. No. I want the TV cameras. I want all the.
Well, nobody said the game wasn't going to be televised.
Radio only. What I want to do is make this realistic that this could happen. I don't want you to have to switch your game plan. The game's going to be the game. I'm not messing with the game. I'm messing with fan experience. I'm not asking Augusta to go back to a 1940s ball in wood and hickory clubs. Ooh. Like, I'm not asking for that.
That'd be interesting.
I'm asking for the game to be the same, but for the fan experience to, let's pull back and let's just engage in a bigger way, like we saw at Augusta. All of the other stuff, like, you know, players not being able to use their communication and all. No. And you have to run Lombardi sweep. Like, no, I'm not going to ask Matt LaFleur to go back and say, well, you got to run Lombardi's playbook from the 60s. I'm just not doing that.
I don't think that's Vern absurd. Said that.
Riley just did. Vern ain't here. I can't go off of what Vern's saying. I'm going off of what Riley's telling me Vern said. Okay, yeah. So if you want to play this bad game of telephone, that's on you.
You have to shuttle in the play calls, you got to signal them. You don't get headset communication.
And you got to run Lombardi sweeps. No. Like, I think that's absurd.
All right. Well,
what if you took out the Lombardi sweeps? Then what?
I still don't like any of that. None at all.
His interest in throwbacks only goes so far. And it's all about not having the cell phones there. Beyond that, I want all the modern amenities.
We can't X-ray because the X-ray machine wasn't invented. You can do MRIs. Yes, you can do all that.
No medical attention.
Nobody can drink water. No water. It's the
Junction Boys.
Yeah, Bear Bryant saying you can't drink any water. No, come on.
Go back to the 5-cent hot dog as well. Concession prices throwback as well. I think that's a good idea.
I'm not going to tell the Packers how to make and lose money. I'm just saying don't do cell phones or don't have cell phones for one game. That's all.
It's a great idea. Time now to play some trivia. Riley, what is today's category? Did Jesse write the questions for you before he left? And what caller would you like?
No, Jesse did not write the questions before he left. I wrote these, and we're sticking with Wisconsin Badgers Trivia Tuesday today. So, Wisconsin Badgers-related questions.
All right.
What are the odds that Jesse's not even on this panel? 'Cause I got the hunch the panel didn't really want Jesse.
You think they invited Pablo and he tagged along?
And Jesse hitched his wagon to Pablo to get a two-day work week this week. That's what I think happened. I don't think he's on a panel. I don't.
All right, the gauntlet has been thrown down by old T, so we will have to reach out to Jesse and ask for evidence. He could totally fake
it. Why would
it,
he not get it? He's an alum of the university. Why would only Pablo get the emails?
Yeah,
None of this makes any sense.
That was suspect. Sus, as the kids say, that he wasn't getting any of the communications. Maybe that's because they didn't invite
him. And you think they need two ESPN Madison folks to go down there? Like, none of this.
I didn't even go to school here. That's why it makes it so hard.
There's just a little too much stuff that doesn't make any sense about what's happening here. They offered Pablo plane tickets to fly down. And didn't offer Jesse anything.
Well, and then Jesse told
him
he couldn't fly.
And then Jesse bulldogs Pablo into driving?
It's pretty sketch. There's no doubt about it.
None of it makes any sense.
All right, let's take caller 10 for trivia, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 10 for trivia plays next. Want to remind you, as Tausch mentioned earlier, the all-new redesigned, super easy, customizable ESPN Wisconsin app is out. You can listen live. You can get show replays. You get exclusive content. It is all on the new ESPN Wisconsin app. As we like to say, your state, your teams, your ESPN. The Wisconsin sports fans' best way to stay in touch with their favorite ESPN Wisconsin shows and keep up with their favorite teams is the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app. You can find the new ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores right this very moment, and it's free. By the way, not only is it free, but it's not free, but then has in-app purchases. It's free. Free. So go to the App Store and download it for your phone. Trivia's next. It's Wildy and Tausch. Let's play some trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. Tausch, are you participating or are you going to keep your phone put away for the trivia segment?
No, I'll participate. I'm always ready to participate.
All right. Well, good. You got two questions today. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Ace in Mount Horeb. Ace, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Jasonator, doing all right. Tauschinator, how are you guys?
The Aceinator.
Hey, Aceinator. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Ace in the hole.
Bring it up, buddy. Bring it on.
All right. Well, Tausch, you got question one for Ace.
All right, Ace. Former NFL head coach John Gruden and celebrity podcaster the Big Cat made appearances at Wisconsin's football practice Saturday. What media company do they currently work for? Is it Fox, Barstool Sports, or Disney Channel?
Fox.
Aceinator.
Wronginator.
Oh, my gosh. I have not heard from John Gruden since the actual mishap you had.
Yes. Well, Barstool Sports is the correct answer, although I'm sure the Disney Channel is considering him for some sort of sitcom at some Ooh. Point. All right, question two, Ooh. Ace, as we bounce back here.
Ooh.
According, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know this. I don't know the answer to this question, so good luck to you. Maybe you do. According to reports yesterday, which Badgers tight end who transferred in after the season ended plans on re-entering the portal? Is it Tucker Ashcraft, Grant Steck, or Tanner Kozlol?
Oh, my gosh. Now let's go with Grant Steck.
Tausch. Tom! Tanner. Did I mispronounce Tanner's last name?
If you entered the portal and then never actually came all the way through the portal, did you ever end up actually coming into the portal?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Can you fill us in on who this fellow is?
I'm not going to, no. On Sunday, the Badgers landed a commitment from California quarterback Ryan Hopkins, a four-star recruit in the class of 2026. While he waits in the wings, who is the projected to be Badgers starting quarterback this season? Is it Billy Edwards Jr., Carter Smith, or Danny O'Neill?
Oh, that should have been question one. That's the easiest one. Billy Edwards.
Yes, sir.
You didn't get skunked, Ace.
Didn't get skunked.
Otherwise, we'd have to start.
Not the Ethanator today.
We'd have to start calling you the Skunkinator. All right, so you got one.
Oh my gosh,
you got one. That means you got two entries. But I think we had a great day on trivia yesterday, either. So it could be a good week, even if you don't have a lot of entries. Two entries into Friday's drawing. Thanks, Ace. We appreciate you.
All right, guys. Have a great day. Right on. Love you guys.
That was fun. Not a lot of right answers, but fun nevertheless. And especially about this tight end who, brilliant information from the color analyst for Badgers.
I don't have anything positive. Listen, man, I don't have anything positive to say about the whole scenario. It sucks. Okay? So I'm not going to sit here and break it down and sewer people.
Okay.
I think
well,
it sucks.
You.
The whole thing sucks. Okay?
Okay. That, well.
All right.
That helps. That's better.
Does it?
It's at least something as opposed to, yeah, I'm not going to get into that. Question two.
Well, you asked me if I wanted to get into it, and I said, no, I don't, because I don't.
No, I didn't ask you to get in. I just wanted, I didn't.
No, you did.
I don't know the story. I still have my State Journal subscription. I have not read about him. So I'll have to do some more reading now. Cause
Johnny Grudgeholder is still holding on, huh? Okay.
Trying to support local journalism.
I would have thought that thing, well, they didn't support you.
That's fair.
You're a grudge holder.
But you know what? The best revenge is living well, and things are going very well.
No, that's not how you roll. That's not how you operate.
No, it's not. You know what? And we know how you roll. You roll like a high roller when you go to Hard Rock Casino.
Rockford. Oh, baby. We're excited about this partnership. We got a couple of shows coming up that we're going to be heading down. The new Hard Rock Casino Rockford features over 175,000 square feet of gaming and entertainment space, including more than 1,300 slot machines, 50 live table games, a sports book, and a rock shop. Hard Rock Casino Rockford showcases a museum-worthy collection of more than 500 pieces of authentic music memorabilia. I don't know if Sheryl Crow's anthem, if that's part of that authentic music memorabilia. I haven't seen it yet.
Speaking of grudges.
Including items from Prince and Cheap Trick and Eddie Vedder, Blues Brothers, and T-Swift. Head on down to the Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Again, head down 90. It's right on the left-hand side of the road. Big old guitar, purple and gold, baby. Woo! Right off the road. Easy to get through. A premier entertainment destination just off I-90 in Rockford, Illinois.
All right. So you apparently...
I want to say it's like 80 minutes, maybe 90-minute drive. Maybe from our place here in Sun Prairie.
I don't know, but I'm going to find out how long of a drive it is from Green Bay.
Probably hour and 15, 20. I'll get it all dialed in. But I think it's about an hour and a half total. 80 to 90 minutes.
Easy drive right down I-90 too.
Beautiful drive. Yeah, and again, right off the left-hand side of the road. Bam. Right there. Bam.
We're going to kick off the 11 o'clock hour, Emeril. Two things. One, in addition to your cell phone-less Packers game, you apparently have another upgrade that you'd like to include.
I'm going to hold that. I'm holding.
Okay. Well, that's what's good on the show sheet next.
Let's too get good to. I would like to get into Jimmy Rutledge's and Matt Molly, their Matt Miller conversation. I thought was really interesting. Lot different outlook from Matt Miller than Mel Kiper about the Badgers that are headed into the draft. I think that was interesting. We could do that too.
Or we could get into Riley's love life and have other topics for Will Riley.
That's fair too.
Yeah. Which I have
I'm
to be
good
honest
with either.
It's 11:03, and I've been looking forward to that conversation for the last 2 hours and 3 minutes. So,
oh dear.
We will. Maybe it'll be Matt Miller discussing the Badgers' prospects with Jim, Matt, and Molly, or maybe it'll be us discussing Riley's prospects in the romantic realm. One or the other will kick off the 11 o'clock hour. Stick around to find out, because it starts in 2 minutes.